Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, there's nothing better than when a person obeys the gospel. Of course, to do that, a person must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, John 8:24. Must repent of sins, Luke 13:3-5. Confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Acts 8:37. Be immersed in water for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. According to Romans 6:3-4, when that takes place, that person is raised to walk in newness of life. And so we search through the New Testament, and we look for descriptions of what that new life is like. In James 1:18, the Bible speaks of being begotten by the Word of truth. So among other consequences of obeying the gospel is the fact that we become begotten of God. That is, we become children of God. And I cannot think of a more comforting term for a child of God than the term Father. And I want you to think about that word with me today in this segment. You know, when you think of the word Father in the New Testament, there are actually about two different words that indicate that word Father. First of all, there's the word Pater. And I don't say that to be confusing, but I do say it to distinguish between the other word. Perhaps you're familiar with the word paternity, or even the word paternal. Both of those are English derivatives of that original term. Now, the Greeks, when they, in their philosophy, thought of the idea of father, most often thought of the concept of the patriarch, the head of the household. But I want you to consider, in my research, I've been able to determine, and you can as well, that there were about five basic understandings among the Jewish mind of this idea of father. And let me relay those to you today. For example, sometimes the Jews thought of that word father in terms of the begetting. In other words, he was the cause of their begettal. You can go back and look in a number of the Old Testament passages, and they will talk about the Lord God of Israel, our Father. And 1 Chronicles even records a passage in that instance. And they look to that and saying that God was the cause of their begettal. Without God, there would be no begetting, and so He is the cause of it. Sometimes they would look at that word and they would use that word Father to indicate the nearness of God. And so they would go and they would say the only reason that we could ever be begotten is because of God. And secondarily, in the fact that we have been begotten of God, we are near to Him. God is near to Israel. A third, they would often look at the idea or the concept of Father as a way of expressing the loving grace of God, that He is more kind to them than they certainly deserve. Number four, they would often use that word Father to indicate the guidance of God. Just like a father instructs a child, so God had instructed Israel, and so God the Father, the church today. And then number five, they would often look at that as the fact that He is to be respected and obeyed. He is a father figure, and thus He is to be respected. His commandments are to be revered. But you see, that's not the only word in the New Testament for Father. There is also the word Abba. Let me give you a few instances of this. In Romans 8:15, Paul speaks of this and he talks about the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. In Galatians 4 and in verse 6, Paul speaks also of God having sent forth His Son or the Spirit of His Son into your hearts crying, Abba, Father. Now, there are many people who look at that today and they can read those passages and they say, well, you know, in the original language, that was something of an endearing term that meant something like daddy. Well, let me tell you something. The child of God and his father do not have a buddy-buddy relationship. We do not think of God in those terms. But what we do imagine is that there is a very intimate relationship between the father and his child. And in that way, there are really two senses in which that word Abba is used in the New Testament. One is to indicate the idea of intimacy, that we look at God the Father and we know that we are close to Him as a result of that relationship. We have fellowship with God the Father. Secondarily, we look at it and we realize, just like in the previous term, that there is to be respect. We respect His commandments, we fear Him, we keep His commandments, and that is how we remain intimate, in fellowship with God. Listen, for a person who has obeyed the gospel and been raised to walk in newness of life and has thereby been begotten of that word of truth, I cannot think of a better word that offers more comfort than Father. Father. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith. And this is In a Word.